Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight, you'll be hearing from two six-figure ring earners. One is the newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success Team. Other is also a Millionaire Club member. But first, to begin our call, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to a brand new director on our team. She is the former executive assistant to my dad, Mr. Ken Moore, at Legal Shield, and is also a very close friend of our family. Ms. Pat Pessimori, congratulations and welcome to the call.
Thank you so much. I sure do appreciate that. First of all, I want to say thank you for your prayers and for everyone asking about me. I sure did miss Dallas, but I was keeping in touch with all the incentives and things going on. And I just want to say hello to everybody. Whenever you call in on the senior director line and the executive director line, you just make my day to hear your voice. When I had found out that I had met the qualifications to level advanced based on the new incentives, I reached out to my prospects and referrals through email and text. And back in 2016, when I worked for Mr. Moore, I remember selling a small business plan to a gentleman in Alabama for him. And I remember him saying that he would get a plan later, maybe later, call me later. How many of you have heard that? So I emailed him recently, and remembering the Alabama license was lifted, and he purchased a legal plan. So keep dripping on those who tell you maybe later, and this new sale was just what I needed to activate the advance to director. So thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, Pat. Congratulations on leveling up to director. That's the highest permanent level in Legal Shield, and that's a job well done. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, I can't believe I forgot.
All right. Wait one second. I've got to mute some lines here. It looks like we get a little background noise. All right. Tonight's special guest speaker began his career in Legal Shield in 1999. He actually is a $200,000 ring earner, and he is a Millionaire Club member, and he's achieved the platinum status in Legal Shield. He's from the great state of Virginia. Mr. Jeff Hughes, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. It's nice to be on the call. In fact, it's a huge honor, and I love hearing all the names of people as they chimed in from all over the country, and a lot of them are really good friends of mine, so hello to all my homies out there. Pat, I have to give you a big shout-out. I'm so proud of you and excited for you, and I just think that's awesome. And I think it's a great example of what we can all do is when the company makes these slight changes and makes things a little easier to advance, it's like figure out what you need to do. Some people may be just missing one sale or, you know, maybe they're one recruit away. If you don't know, if you're confused, I mean, get with your sponsor, your upline, senior director, executive director, and if you can't get a hold of them, call Pat. I'm at the home office. She'll go through your report with you and figure out what's exactly is required to make that next advancement. And Pat, there's a lot, you know, it's a big difference in commission between one level and next, so it's certainly worth getting that done. But again, congratulations to you. I just yelled out to Cindy and told her that you made director.
Thank you.
Cheering for you. All right, so I want to go out to the newest $100,000 ring earner, probably in the whole company, but certainly in the More Success Team. That's Ms. Deanne Foster. She is an executive in the great state of Utah. She just celebrated her 15th year with Legal Shield, and she was recruited by her daughter, and she is actually in my organization, so she's one of my executive directors, so I'm cheering big time for her, and we want to give her some time to talk about her journey from starting her business with Legal Shield until she gets recognized at this huge, huge level. There's just a few $100,000 ring earners in the company, and now she takes her place in that illustrious crowd. So, Ms. Foster, the call is now yours.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Fantastic. Well, I am so humbled and honored to be on this call and to have achieved this. All week I've been thinking about the movie, The Ultimate Gift. It was a book made into a movie. And there's a line in there that I haven't been able to get out of my head. And that line is, when you achieve your goals and dreams, I'm not quoting this verbatim, I'm summarizing it. When you achieve your goals and dreams, it's like coming home to a place you've never been. I have been holding on to this goal and this dream for 15 years. And some people might say, why did it take so long? Other people do it in a whole lot less time. And to that I say, that's just my story. It was my journey. I did it, you know, my way. Not that I wasn't following systems, but I needed an opportunity that would fit with me, for me. And when I first saw this business, I knew this was for me. And, you know, Jeff mentioned that it was my daughter. She was introduced to the business, and I'd homeschooled. I'd homeschooled my kids, and she had just finished her high school studies, so I thought it would be fun to go get a job. So I went out and found a part-time job, and I was really excited about it. But after about 2 weeks, I didn't think I could do this anymore. I'd been my own boss for too long, and it was really hard to suddenly be, you know, at the beck and call of other people. And when I saw this information, not only was I very excited about the type of service that it was, and I knew it was so valuable, and I thought the money was great, but I also thought this was going to be perfect for me because I could be in charge of me and set my own hours. I could have that freedom to do that. So I saw an incredible vehicle here, but what I wasn't prepared for was the journey. I saw, wow, this could really be a great way to go make some great money and build this cool business. I wasn't saying, wow, this is going to really grow me. This business is really going to grow me. That's why I want to do it. I had no clue the journey that I was about to embark on. And, you know, you hear Jim Rohn say, you ought to go try to be a millionaire for what it will make of you, not for the money that you'll make, but for what it will make of you. And I feel the same way. Everybody ought to go out and try to get that 100K ring for what it will make of you. At least for me, I had lots of lessons to learn. So what I love so much about my journey was not only the money has been great. It has afforded me some wonderful opportunities and the ability to do some good things, to travel, to help other people, and to have to alleviate financial stress, those kinds of things. So the money's been great, and that's why I came in. It was going to be some great money, and the schedule was going to fit for me. But what I really wasn't prepared for, what it was going to, how it would change me. And Legal Shield introduced me to the whole concept of personal development. So I began to read and study and apply the things I was reading and learning. I've been to every convention. I've been to all my Super Saturdays and the briefings and the trainings. And I have volumes and journals of notes that I've taken. And I have bookshelves of books that I have read and studied, and still more to read and study. And I all along the way, there were lessons that I had to learn. That without those lessons, I couldn't be that person that could earn that 100K ring. And so it just was a matter of a process. So I loved the journey. I feel like this business is a mirror. It will expose your strengths. You will discover what your hidden talents and gifts are. It will also, if you have the courage to face it, show you your weaknesses. And you'll be able to figure out what you need to work on. And so, and if you'll do that, you can get there. Everybody can get there. And it is my strong belief that God needs us all and wants us all to have that success. He needs the good people of the world to have the resources and have access to the resources, because they will go out and do great good. He did not put us here to grovel and crawl around on our hands and knees and just accept a lower quality of life. We have the opportunity and the ability to learn and to grow, and that is what I've loved about this, is what this business has done for me as a person. And when I was sharing that with my sister, she said, and don't forget, not only has this business helped you grow, but you have helped all the people around you grow. She said, you have changed my paradigm and guided me and coached me in so many wonderful ways that has changed my life. So what a blessing. So, and then finally, it's the people. The people that I've learned a lot, or met along the way and learned from along the way, and that I've come in contact with people from all over the country that I otherwise would never have met. And Jeff, you're one of them. You're one of those people that have poured into me. I've attended many of your trainings and listened to you, and I have notes on the things that you have said to me and taught me, and Jeremy Moore, Randy Moore, Ken Moore. I mean, there's just so many that I could never name them all, that I've learned from. And then there's the friendships that I've made, the people that as I grew, the different people that would come into my world and my sphere and who are now very dear friends to me, that they will be lifelong friends. Outside of the business, we just love and adore each other and care about each other and our lives outside of Legal Shield. So the people are such a great blessing to me from this business and from the process of earning that 100K ring. And it's the people, every single one of them is a thread in the tapestry that if you pulled it out, it would unravel. I needed everybody. I needed everyone that I have met, even the tiniest bit that I have talked with and rubbed shoulders with. So it's, to me, that journey to the 100K ring is absolutely worth it. And if when I first started, of course, I wanted to do the 100K ring in that first year. So I was going to go get that 100K ring. And then it was, well, I'll do it this year. I'll eat every year. I've been wanting to and working for it, striving for it. And if someone had told me in the very beginning, well, it's going to take you 15 years, I guarantee you I would have said, okay. I would not have said, oh, really? Okay, well, never mind then. I'm just going to go get the $10, $15 an hour job over here. I would have said, okay, 15 years, good, let's go. You don't know when that time is coming. You don't know what lessons have to be learned and what growth needs to occur. But we can stay with it. I'm not done. Now I have new goals. And we can stay with it. We can grow. We can do this. We can learn what we need to learn. We can become who we need to become. And we will be better. We will be better for it. We will, just like we learned at the convention, we can make a better world. We can make a difference out there. So as I thought about, you know, starting at zero, we all start at zero. That's the beauty of this business. I started at zero, $0. And then, wow, I got my first sell. And then I made $1,000 in a year or, you know, in a few months. Or we made $5,000 in a year. And then, you know, 10 and then $20,000 in a year. And then it's remarkable to hit the 50K ring, and it just keeps growing, and it's just absolutely remarkable and incredible to see the growth, to experience it, to participate in it. To everyone out there on the team, some of you have hit the 100K. You're well beyond me. The rest of us, let's keep going. You can do this, and it's going to be a wonderful journey, and you will look back with great fondness. For every hardship, every challenge, every joy, it will be, it's just a wonderful journey. And with that, I will turn it over to you, Jeff.
That's great. Speaker. I just want to tell you that I agree that some of the searching you were talking about, you know, people see us. Like, you've been in the business 15 years, and you're not the same person professionally as you were when you started, when you walked in your first business briefing. You know, you've progressed, you find yourself, you polish yourself, and it could be a little intimidating for a new person. And I just think it's nice to tell people, it's like, look, this is kind of the reward of the journey. It's the money. I don't know. The money is a consequence of not quitting and treating people right and being with a good company that can actually cash checks. But what happens to you? Who you become in the, you know, in the acquisition of the ring, that's the reward of the journey. And I see some people that, you know, they go off to other companies or whatever, and they do, you know, some of them make money, but they do it in a way that can be harmful to them personally. And to me, it's like just to get money and not to go on the journey and having money be a consequence of treating people right. That's what I'm most proud of. And that's what I heard in your voice as well, is that the person you become, the person that you see in the mirror every morning, you can look at that person and go, you know, I like you. You're cool. And you've done some hard things. And, you know, I'm proud of where I'm at today. That's the reward. You know, money cometh, but I want to be a better person after the journey, you know, at the end of the journey than I was when I started. So congratulations to you. I certainly see that in you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right. So in the time that we have left, I was asked to talk about some of the basics. I talked to Mr. Jeremy Moore today, and he asked me to talk about the basics of the business. So I'm going to talk to the brand-new associate on the call tonight, and you old-timers like me can listen if you want, or you can go, you know, mute yourself out or whatever. But for the new people on the call, like Ms. Foss was talking about when she first started the business, when I started back in 1999, so I'll be celebrating my 20th year this year. You know, when I walked in that first business briefing, I didn't know anything. You know, I was just wide-eyed, and I actually was kind of afraid it was going to get scammed out of some money, and I wasn't, you know, I was kind of very reserved. I'd heard about it from one of my shoe customers. I used to sell shoes, and she was a good customer of mine, so she'd invited me to come, and Cindy came with me, and I was quite frankly suspicious and had already decided I wasn't going to do whatever it was. I was just going to be nice to her. And luckily my wife had the courage to make the decision to get started in the business. But we didn't know what we were doing, you know. And Judy was brand new, my sponsor. She was brand new in the business, and she didn't really know what to tell us. But she was really smart because she said, you know what you need to do is take this video and show it to, you know, anybody that you think might be interested. And then the ones that are interested, invite them to come back with you next week to the business overview. And we didn't know anything else other than what she told us. And I think she learned that from somebody else in Legal Shield. I think that's what they taught her. So she just taught us what she had learned. And so I brought some guests with me the next week, and they liked what they saw. And so I just did what Judy did. I went out and got some videos. Of course, back in 1999, there were VHS tapes. And I gave those to my prospects that said they were going to sign up. And I just said, you know, all the people you're thinking of, you can show this video to them. And then the ones that are interested, you can bring them back next week. And I think the next week between all of us, we had about 7 guests. And it was exciting. And some of those signed up that night. So we actually, within our first month, we had a pretty good little team. And we did that for a couple months. And we were by far the largest organization in the Dallas marketplace as far as people showing up at events. And a lot of the old-time leaders that have been there, you know, a lot longer than we had, they kept asking, what are you guys doing? Are you running ads, or what are you doing to get all these people to show up? And we just said, well, we're doing what you guys say to do, which is during the week we expose people, you know, to the information. And then, you know, not everybody's interested, but if you show it to enough people, you'll find somebody that's looking for an opportunity. This is at least one that's worth going to look at a little closer. And that's what we say. Why don't you come and take a closer look and see if you like what you see, you know? If not, that's fine, but at least come check it out, see if it's something you might want to do. And what we would find is if people looked at the video first and we got them to a business overview, like a professional business overview where there were other people in the room building their business, we found that about, I bet you it was in the 90 percentile of the people that at least looked at something before they went so they knew what they were going to. About 90% of them signed up, and they would sign up that night. And then what we would do is we just say, look, this is what we do during the week. We, you know, we set appointments, and we get with people that we know, and we show them the information. And, you know, don't be surprised if most people aren't interested, but you'll probably find at least one person a week that will come with you and check the rest of it out. We did that for years, and that's how we built such a big team. And because it was so easy to do, we found that almost anybody could do it. You know, you didn't have to be a slick salesperson. You didn't have to have a big skill set. All you had to do was be able to show the information. Of course, today we have a way, you know, so many different ways to show it. You don't have to get out a big VHS tape or try to mail that across the country. You know, in a blink of an eye, you can, you know, send a video that's, you know, about the membership or the opportunity. One of the things that we found a challenge, I guess, and I would just warn the new people against this, is the idea that you, let's say that your business briefing in your town or city is on Tuesday nights. If you just build your business, let's say from Tuesday morning till Tuesday night, that one day is the week you kind of get on the phone, you try to close people, get them to come out to the event, and you really push hard to get people out on Tuesday night, and then you take the rest of the week off, that's really hard to get any momentum. And so you see people, they come to the briefings week after week after week, and, you know, it's good. That's what they should do, but they never bring a guest. And I think what happens a lot of times is people are so focused on the business briefing that they forget that there's 7 days in a week, and maybe you take one day off for Sunday. That's what we do. So let's say we have 6 days to build. There's a lot of other things that you can do in your business to compress time and to speed up, you know, to get more people to see those exposures. You know, setting appointments to actually go and meet people, I still think it's kind of old-fashioned with all the technology we have, but I still think one of the best things you can do, like the best use of your time, is to set appointments that people that live close to you or work close to you and actually sit down with them and show them the information. Of course, you can just send them a video. They can watch it with their own phone, which is actually kind of cool because now they have the tool, you know, that overview is in their phone. They could take it home and show it to their spouse. They could show it to the person at work. But if you can actually sit down with them, the problem that I have with the electronics, it's really hard to get people to watch them. You know, you can send out like 100 emails with attachments on it with the videos, but it's really hard to get people to watch them because you're not really there breathing down their neck. You know, they think, well, I'll get around to it someday. But if you actually show up at their house or the place of business and you bling over a link and say, take a look at that. It's about, you know, 5 minutes or 15 minutes long, and they watch it in front of you, you're pretty sure they saw it, you know? And then the next step is, well, hey, what are you doing on Tuesday or whatever, whenever your business briefing is? Another thing you can do is to invite people to lunch. Now, Judy, my sponsor, actually invited me to a Legal Shield luncheon. Now, the only people that were there were her and I. So it wasn't like a fancy lunch. It was just me and her going to lunch together. But she pulled out a Legal Shield brochure, and she took me through the membership. And I told her that I would probably buy the membership because I thought it made sense to me, and I had some pre-existing legal problems. Judy made a huge error, and I just look back on it now. I didn't really figure this out until just recently. Her error in judgment that she made is she didn't tell me, hey, I'm coming back next week at the same time to do another luncheon. Why don't you invite some of your coworkers to come with you or your friends? If she'd have done that, I could have brought some of my coworkers and had lunch with them, and she could have done the same presentation the next week. And so having that week, you know, I was having to go to Dallas from Fort Worth. It was about an hour drive. It would have been so much easier to recruit in my own home marketplace if there had been a local event, and a luncheon would have been a really great place to do it. Now, we've got somebody on the call tonight. A lot of y'all know this gentleman, Mr. Doc Wilson. But, Doc, you're on the call, right? Can you talk? He may be in mute mode. All right. Well, I'll just tell a story. Doc's been with me for years. I recruited him at the Cracker Barrel. We had a lunch. That's where he came into the business, was at a lunch. It was just me, his sponsor, and Doc Wilson. And Doc started a lunch many years ago. I don't think like 10 years ago he started a lunch at Professional Business Overview. And it was not on the same night as the meetings in Fort Worth. And so people could go to the luncheon, and then they'd have time to build into the business overview coming up, you know, a couple days later. And a lot of people were starting to do things like have people over to their house. They call them private business receptions. So maybe on Monday night they were doing a private business reception. You know, Tuesday night's their business overview. Thursday night Thursday lunch, they had a luncheon in their marketplace. So they had an opportunity to bring people to that. You know, maybe Super Saturday is that weekend, and they've got an opportunity to bring people to the business overview at Super Saturday. And so when you look at what their schedule looked like, they were doing a lot of live events during the week, showing a lot of third-party tools during the week. And what ended up happening, they didn't just recruit one person every now and then. They're recruiting like two people a month from that activity. If you can recruit two people a month and they start doing what you're doing, meaning they go through lots of exposures and lots of follow-ups and lots of appointments, and, you know, they're doing what you're doing, and they start getting two people a month, I just challenge you, if you guys want to play, just do a cool thing, get out your calculator and see what happens. If you get two people and then the next month they get two, and of course you'll get two more, and run the number out for a year and see how big your team will be. It's thousands and thousands of people. And you might say, well, that's not possible. It is possible because it happened to me. You know, I started my business with, you know, just me. And my first week I had 3 people in the business. The next week I think we had about 7 people in the business. By the end of our first year, I think we had 400 people in our business. And the next year it was thousands of people in our business. Everybody kind of doing what we did when we started. And there were many months, years, when if we didn't recruit 1,000 people a month in our organization, something was wrong. We had broken the system. And, you know, there were some months we recruit 2,000 people a month just in our organization. So when I tell you that this works, it works. That's how we built our business. And people like, you know, Deanne Foster, who just got her $100,000 ring, she was brought into our organization through that system. I guarantee if you talk to her, her daughter probably showed her a third-party tool. She probably invited her to come to a live overview. She got trained at an event, at a live event in her marketplace, and she learned how to do the business. And eventually, you know, she became a very successful direct selling, you know, professional marketplace leader. And she's got the ability to go out there and produce lots of sales individually. She's got a good team. But she came in because somebody showed her some information about Legal Shield and invited her to come to a live event. Dave Savola, who was the number one money earner, he's just recently passed away in the last couple of years, and he was a good friend of mine. I really liked him, respected him. He always taught this, 2 a day and a weekly meeting. And his recipe for success was that every day expose 2 people to the information about Legal Shield using a third-party tool, okay, meaning not your mouth, not yourself presenting it. You're using something else that gets the information into the eyes and ears and head of your prospect. And then the interested prospects, you invite them to come to your weekly event. And then if you can find ways to do little mini events on a daily basis, and that could be a sit-down, it could be a luncheon, it could be, you know, a webinar, it can be, you know, a Zoom conference call, it could be, you know, sitting down with your sponsor, it could be having people over to your house, it could be go to a business professional business luncheon, going to a Super Saturday, going to a business briefing. If you can do lots of those during the week and keep yourself busy exposing people, you can build a big business in a hurry in Legal Shield. And, of course, with all the new bonuses that the company has rolled out for advancement, you can make a ton of money. I'll just tell you, you new guys that are on the call, if you do anything close to what we did when we started back in 1999, which, again, was pre-internet day, the company didn't even have a website, you guys not only can build it faster and build it more solidly than we did, but you'll make a lot more money. The comp plan is much richer today. We didn't have any bonuses available to us. And I'm very excited for you. I think you've come into the Legal Shield at the exact perfect time. The opportunity has never been better than it is today. The company has never been more focused on your success than it is today. And so I'm excited for you, and I'm cheering for you. And I think, you know, the last thing I'll share with you, and I got this advice from Patrick Shaw, is one of the big leaders in Legal Shield today. He was a brand new executive director in our marketplace. And I asked him, I said, you know, Mr. Shaw, can you give me one tip, one thing I need to know to be successful in this business? And he said, sure, be here a year from today. And I says, okay, I can do that. And he says, yeah, you can do it, but will you do it? He says, if you'll stick it out and you'll do the deal for a year, I promise you, you won't want to quit. You'll have financial options that you don't have today. And you'll be able to go on and build a big business. Within 3.5 years of the day we started, we were financially independent. We were making more money every month than we were spending on bills, and it just went on from there. And so this, I love Legal Shield. I love the opportunity. I love what it's done for my family and I. We find ourselves in a very comfortable financial position now, almost 20 years after we started, but we've been very comfortable for about 17 years. You go show me any other opportunity where that can happen. And I would be surprised if you could find it. I've certainly not seen it out there. So, Mr. Moores, I will kick the call back over to you. And Doc Wilson, thank you for trying to be on the call with me, but you just got to know I have nothing but the highest respect for you. I love you, brother. It's been such a fun experience to be with you in this company. Okay, Mr. Moores, back to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Doc. Sorry about that. I accidentally had him muted out earlier, Jeff, but he was on the whole time. But I appreciate you, Doc, and congratulations to Deanne and congratulations to Pat. Job's well done. Our team just continues to grow. And I guess it's about time to go ahead and end the call. So we'll end it just like Mr. Moore always says, let's keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything else will work out just fine. Until next Monday night, good night, everyone.